We shall go there and search that house, and when we learn what it holds, then we do what our friend Arthur call in his phrases of hunt, stop the earths. And so we run down our old fox. So, is it not? Then let's come at once, I cried. We are wasting the precious, precious time. The professor did not move, but simply said, And how are we to get into that house in Piccadilly? Anyway, I cried, we shall break in if need be. And your police, where will they be? And what will they say? I was staggered, but I knew that if he wished to delay, he had a good reason for it. So I said as quietly as I could, Don't wait more than need be. You know, I'm sure, what torture I am in. Oh, my child, that I do. And indeed there is no wish of me to add to your anguish. But just think, what can we do until all the world be at movement? Then will come our time. I have thought and thought, and it seems to me that the simplest way is the best of all. Now, we wish to get into the house, but we have no key. Is it not so? I nodded. Now, suppose that you were in truth the owner of that house and could not still get in, and think there was to you no conscience of the housebreaker, what would you do? I should get a respectable locksmith and set him to work to pick the lock for me. And your police, they would interfere, would they not? Oh, no, not if they knew the man was properly employed. Then, he looked at me as keenly as he spoke. All that is in doubt is the conscience of the employer, and the belief of your policeman as to whether or no that employer has a good conscience or a bad one. Your police must indeed be zealous men and clever, oh, so clever, in reading the heart, that they trouble themselves in such a matter. No, 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 my friend Jonathan. You go take the lock off 100 empty house in this year London, or of any city in the world, and if you do it, as such things are rightly done, and at the time such things are rightly done, no one will interfere. I have read of a gentleman who owned a so fine house in London, and when he went for months of summer to Switzerland and lock up his house, some burglar came and broke window at back and got in. Then he went and made open the shutters in front and walk out and in through the door before the very eyes of the police. Then he have an auction in that house and advertise it, and put up big notice. And when the day come, he sell off by a great auctioneer all the goods of that other man who owned them. Then he go to a builder, and he sell him that house, making an agreement that he pull it down and take all away within a certain time, and your police and other authority help him all they can. And when that owner come back from his holiday in Switzerland, he find only an empty hole where his house had been.